5959, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
Young Stana there, Drive 959, and Mchuda and Kabza the Small, and Mitandazo di Tapelo, big, big song, Massive Floor. We call it a massive floor filler. We call it a skull-cracking groove.
Hey!
So you better wear a helmet.
Hey!
When you go to one of these gigs.
Skull-cracking!
Skull-cracking groove.
Hey!
Can you ask them?
I'm going to try them.
Yeah, you must try them. 16 minutes past 4. Good afternoon to you, Kaya family. Time just flies. An hour is gone already. Sure. An hour is gone already. It shows you that we're not having a good time. We're having a time that is good. So, we got a drive moment this afternoon. We're talking about emojis. For those who haven't yet Googled emoji, well, it comes from Japan or Japanese, meaning a picture. And emoji meaning a character, and it originated in Japan in the 1990s, created by a guy called Shigetaka Kurita, who was working for the Japanese mobile operator NTT Docomo. Interesting stuff. So the question we want to ask you today, what are your top most frequently used emojis on WhatsApp? I also say, always say to ladies, if you want to see what your man is up to, just check his emojis. Look at KG's like, oh, okay. Just check his emojis. Those emojis will give you an answer. Me, to be quite honest, my favorite ones, even you can see them now, actually, my emojis, the prayer, hands together, right? And
are you praying or are you high-fiving?
I'm high-fiving and praying at the same time. Because, okay. I can multitask. I can multitask. So that one and thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
Thumbs up. Yeah. Those two actually are the ones that run my world, you know. Thumbs up meaning when someone says, confirm a booking, I've just deposited money into your account. Thumbs up. Okay. And when they say, I hope you travel safely from the gig, then they're praying what? And the others, obviously, are veggies and fruits. It's a family show. There are kids listening to
what? Clezino?
There's fruits and veggies, yeah. Those are also my favorite. Because, listen, I live a healthy life. I train. I'm a
So you eat a lot of eggplant and peach?
Yeah. So veggies and fruits, yeah.
This guy.
So, yeah.
Why is it so hacker this guy? Very cheek. Hey, guys, Clenomurusu. Was mine. No fruits and veggies, by the way. Absolutely none.
You need a whole lot of that. Good for your health.
I have the laughing face.
Yes.
I have the blushing face. Yes. Some people try to whatever. I don't know. I've got a blushing face and a balloon. I think this balloon is because
you
I'm wishing.
You want to fly away?
No, I'm wishing a lot of people birthday. July was filled with a lot of birthdays in my life. So I think I've been wishing a lot of people birthdays. Those are my three most. But remember, Emoji the movie. What a cute movie.
I don't think I watched it.
I watched it. Yes. Yeah.
For the faces, the pressure is on. Crier always has to cry, even if he's just won the lottery.
I'm a billionaire!
The laugher is always laughing, even if he's just broken his arm.
I can see the bone!
Now me, I'm a meh. So I gotta be totally over it all the time, you know, like, meh, who cares? Which is not as easy as it sounds.
I gotta be meh.
So yesterday was World Emoji Day, and I think a lot of people really are having fun with emojis. This movie was super, super duper fun.
Now, I never watched it. I'll watch it tonight.
Please do. What a super
movie.
While
I enjoy my fruits and veggies.
Of course. Do watch it. And also just check. I want to check. Does it reflect your personality? I think mine does. I mean, I don't laugh a lot, believe it or not. But I do laugh at people. I might not necessarily laugh a lot. So I do think there are traits there. I don't think my full character, but there definitely are traits there.
So there you go, Kaya family. Holla at us. Give us a call. Drop us a voice note. 063-688-0959. Call us 086-000-959. 20 minutes past 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Take me home. Take me home on Drive 959.
Hi, Drive 959. My name is Patrick. I'm from Soshanguve. Please take me home with
Yo!
The Rock Boys. Jigga! And the reason I like this song, it's one of the best songs that came from JB, and I'd love to hear it on the radio today.
Hey!
Yeah!
Don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Jigga. Hi, Drive 959 team. My name is Gajiso, all the way in.
Yo.
Please take me home with Kanye West, Touch the Sky. I actually think this is one of Kanye's most underrated songs. Hopefully you guys are gonna play. I gotta testify. Come up in the
spot looking extra fly. Yo, this sounds. This song actually reminds me of Lupe Fiasco.
Yes.
Right?
Spot on.
Drive 959.
No. Completely spot on. I just voted, so it might have tilted the votes a slight bit. Jay-Z, Rock Boys is at 45%. Kanye West, Touch the Sky is at 55%.
I think Kanye West will win, you know?
I think marginally, but I do think that he might win. We actually had, we did him as a spotlight last week on the Kaya Countdown.
Oh, really? You really just needed music. To throw in your top there.
Mamela.
Whatever KG, this is when you switch off the mic.
You get whatever opportunity you get.
Drive 959, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
Yeah,
what
girl.
A sexy song, man.
Is it Doja Cat? Oh my God! Saying yeah, I wish I could share what I know about you with my friends. Chomisa uri tlao shapaka stena strong. I was just still over. She's saying of, I wanna show you off.
Hey.
I wanna tell my friend how
I
good you.
I wanna brag about it.
Never hey. Brag. What? Mabaguzi ha inja lenja leo.
Slappy.
They won't bother you. Once you say nice things about him,
it's over.
Because, you know, sometimes relationships are like lotto. Sometimes they're hard to find, you know, finding that person.
Sometimes. Relationships are exactly like the lotto. They're hard to find. Ask me.
Yeah, because, you know, once you become too choosy, then you'll suffer. Because I want a tall guy with a six-pack. Where now are we, guys? Six-pack. The nerve.
I don't want a six-pack, but I want a big guy. I'm a big girl already. I don't want a big guy. I'm a big girl already.
Dude.
I discriminate. I do. I know.
You're Glenn, it makes it you and I both. This tonight, the emoji movie, but that is me. I'm forever laughing. You, I can't wait to watch it. Glenn Zito, lovely day, guys.
My favorite emoji is the heart. I mean, I even greet people with it. I'm like, hello. And then I put a heart after. I just think it just represents me and, you know, it's love all around and just spreading love. But on a different note, why do white people like using the flowers? Like, they use flowers for everything in the emojis. Why?
I think my favorite emojis, the first one has to be the laughing one. When I lay out here, I got to get it. I am always laughing. Whether on WhatsApp, whether live, jive, I am always laughing. And then my second favorite one would have to be blowing kisses and then leaving red hearts. Because, why not? And then I would have to say the third one would be that thumbs up or that praying or high five, like Ukhomo to say it. But not so much. But I'm always using those ones. But the one Elongoria trend on my WhatsApp has to be the laughing emoji. Like, Naludi said, 10 or 20, I am dead.
So no one is talking about fruits and you guys are unhealthy.
Whatever.
What's your favorite emoji there, Makumal?
You know the one with the snide little smile on the side.
Me.
What about the delicious one?
The delicious one?
No, there's nothing delicious in my life.
Slightly tongue out. Out to the side.
That looked like you're biting your bottom lip.
I don't know what's happening.
Bottom lip must I bite?
Let's
take it offline. But he says, I'm responding. It looks like I'm biting. I'm like, then whose bottom lip?
It's because you don't know how to play with your tongue. So I always do Like, funny thing. I'll be like, let me see your tongue, and then you're like,
Are you sure you want to pursue this particular line of this conversation?
No, not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Take it away, Ayanda. Nyari.
Kaya Sport.
Let's take another look at your sport. And let's get to the trivia. Even though Uskumba is not here today, we will
KG, you participating today.
Oh my goodness. Are you taking Uskumba's place today?
Yeah, I will.
He spoke on the radio, guys.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Wow.
Summer is coming.
Finally.
Game of Thrones.
And people think we're talking to ourselves.
Do you know what I mean when you say KG?
And they're like, these people, they are seeing dirt people. Okay, so today the trivia is talking about the legend since our sports minister, Gayton McKenzie, has mentioned that he will be making sure that he meets up with them so that they can be celebrating while they are still alive. And the question today is, talking of South African soccer legend, who is the most capped South African soccer player of all time? Who is the most capped South African soccer player of all time? Is it Aaron Mokoena? Is it Itumeleng Khune? Is it Benny McCarthy? Or is it Siyabonga Nomvete?
I'll say Siyabonga Nomvete.
Okay, that was quick.
When I KG?
Aaron Mokoena for you.
Yes. So it's
Aaron Mokoena, Itumeleng Khune, Benny McCarthy, or Siyabonga Nomvete.
It can't be Benny McCarthy. I don't like KG that much.
No one that
you're
he
from
doesn't Guatem. Speak on the radio.
Yeah, let's go to Guatem.
Yeah.
Let's go with
KG.
With Konji, what's the answer?
Aaron Mokoena.
I remember Aaron playing
50
caps. I don't know if
Mbaz. Aaron Mokoena. You've already answered.
I mean, the floor is still open.
No, there's no.
But
floor
I remember Siyabonga Nomvete was one of our oldest players.
Yeah, he is. So, I think he stopped playing when he was like 39.
He was quite young.
But now that I think about it, was he called up to the squad?
Or did
from
he
an
just
earlier
long?
Age, mm. So
he was.
That's where
so
I'm
your
at.
Final answer is.
So it definitely is between Siyabonga Nomvete and Aaron, because I remember Aaron at one
my
time.
My gosh!
Never meet a home.
Didn't she give you an answer?
She didn't play well.
So why are you wasting our time?
We must give her the floor. 063-688-0959. One final answer, ma'am.
No, let me stick with Siyabonga.
Yeah,
let me stick.
Ubongani.
Kaya
959,
aka Nasty C, Lemons Lemonade. 1643 Drive 959. It's a gorgeous day. It's a beautiful day. Temperature's about 23 degrees in Joburg. Tomorrow it'll even be better. Jumps to 24.
Oh wow!
But don't rush. Summer is not here yet. We're still going to get another cold front. Maybe next week.
Is this like a fact or you're foreseeing it?
It is a fact.
What?
Yeah, and I do foresee things. Yeah, like I foresee you now. Right now you're sitting in front of me. I foresee you.
You foresee me sitting in front of you?
I agree with your ears. meaning I can see you.
In front.
Yeah.
Therefore you foresee me.
Danke.
Wow, boy.
Danke. So we're talking emojis today. Mm. Yes. What are your top most frequently used emojis on WhatsApp?
My favorite emoji is the clown one. I feel like there are so many clowns on social media. I just don't argue, man. I just put two clowns. Sometimes really people don't respond back. Hi, there are so many clowns on social media. Oh, 40% of people that are on social media are clowns.
Oh my gosh. I think mine actually explains how my life has been lately. The first one is a laughing emoji, laughing at the broken heart. And then I'm rolling the eyes. Then there's celebration thingies there. And then there's dies. And there's a heart wrapped in a bow tie. Location, monkey closed eyes, eggplant. Embarrassed.
Eggplant.
And I am sighing. The one that, I don't know if it's puffing or what is it doing, but it's sighing. Something like that. And there's a crossing there. Eh? I cross my fingers and then I'm smiling.
Guys, Kiko apologies. Wizard has a location.
Yes.
There is crossing fingers.
Yeah.
There's a heart wrapped in a bow tie.
Yes.
And then there's an eggplant.
Yes, eggs are
This is a theme.
Eggs are good. I like scrambled.
No, but we're not talking about eggs. We're talking about eggplant brinjal.
Okay.
Hey, but no.
So there you go. We love it for you, Kaya family, expressing yourself. Keep them coming. Keep this lady can't be the only lady who likes using
eggplant.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Please, you have two. So we're looking for callers for Kaya 360. Please do call us. I think we already have one person. So please do not be shy. The benefits are crazy. Out of here. Okay, I'm not kicking you out when I say out of here. Like, the benefits are just amazing. So please give us a call. 086-000-959. Do we need a WhatsApp for that? Not necessarily, ne?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Just call.
Yeah, just call. Mm. Okay, there you go. 086-000-959. The manager has spoken. Just call.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Take me home. Take me home on Drive 959.
Boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah, boy. Jigga, man. Hot boys.
So when you were out, KG said, oh, guys, don't forget that Lupe Fiasco is actually featured on the song. That's why it feels like a Lupe Fiasco to cover sound.
Which KG?
This one that we don't like.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Take me home. Take me home on Drive 959.
So Rock Boys is sitting at 43%, and the man alongside Lupe Fiasco is on 57%.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
What did I tell
you? There's 13 minutes to vote.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is easy. You can change the tide, but you would have to go on X and vote for the one that you want to hear at the just after 5 o'clock.
So, just like Khumutso, years ago, I used to do a top 40 countdown on Radio Bob.
Really?
Yes. So, they were not doing this bubbling under thing.
Uh-huh.
So, I actually invented one myself because Tebe came to the studio while I was doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
He had just released the vinyl of his debut album, Diabu Akofili.
No way.
Did I first to play the song on the top 40? Diabu Akofili! And the Tebe spoke 100% Tswana, ne?
Yeah.
He came to Jose Akopana Lema Xhosa. That's why most of his songs now get Xhosa.
Yeah. Really?
100%.
So you like introduce Bubbling Under without calling it Bubbling Under?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
such an awesome story.
So the guy who used to do the traffic, Aki Anastasio,
yeah, I know
who
Aki
used to work at 702, he didn't know exactly what Tebe was saying. So I would play it every time when he was doing traffic. So Aki would be like, Jabua Kofili. Jabua Kofili. Jabua. Jabua. It was dope. Just trying to make you laugh.
Kaya 360 Challenge on Drive 959.
All right, there you go. It's time for 360 Challenge. We've got two colors on the line.
You switched it off.
The monitor. Okay. Just switch it on and switch it off. I did reboot it. Thank you. I already understand the equipment here. I've been here for a while. So we are going to Vereeniging. We've got Lalaki. And then we've got Andrew in Springs. You can greet them if you want.
Lalaki and Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for
the Drive team. Pleasure to have you on the show. So, Lalaki and Andrew, Khumutso is running the competition today. Chances of you winning are like 99.5%. Skumba is not here.
That's very true.
Okay. Skumba is not here. True. So, there's a possibility that you're going to win, but you need to follow the rules. Do not interrupt Khumutso. Wait until she finishes asking the question. Some of the questions might be a multiple choice. Obviously, it's her responsibility to let you know whether it's a multiple choice or not. If she doesn't, then we will penalize her.
Okay.
So, are you guys ready to roll?
I am ready.
You are ready. Okay, Lalaki. Malakis.
Let's roll.
And don't forget to, when you want to answer, you scream your name out loud. Lalaki. Andrew. Okay.
All right.
It's a bit dramatic today.
Do my job.
Let's start. So the first question is a true or false question, right? So today on Feel Good with Indy, During the topic about imicimbi, a listener told Andy that the sheep that they bought for their family wedding was stolen. Is this true or false?
Andrew.
Andrew?
It's true.
Let's hear.
A sheep was bought that arrived on the 26th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Come wedding day, the sheep is gone. The only thing that is left is just the head, the skin, and the tail.
What? I'm even shocked.
Hola, truza. Hola,
right.
Truza.
So it's hola, one hola, hola. So the second question is something that was spoken about on this show on Drive 959. So name one of the sponsors that partnered with Kaya 959 for the 67 minutes for Mandela Day.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Athlete.
Aye.
Hola, hola, enjoy.
Hi, Andrew. Ham.
Hola, truza. Andrew Dipila.
Okay, the last question. I like you. Maybe you can just mark the register with this one.
Yeah, I like.
It's a general future event day. It's also a true or false question. World Jump Day on the 20th of July 2024 encourages people to jump together simultaneously to change the Earth's orbit. Is this true or false?
Andrew? It's false.
It's not false. But guess what? Andrew, you did extremely well.
You won, so Druza.
We are welcoming you officially into the Ultimate Kaya Listener Club.
Lalaki.
I'm so sorry. Halala, Druza.
Lalaki, what I can tell you is that Batubako Ferenechem Batlota outside your house. Bao chika. Bao omanya. Thanks for the call, guys. Have a lovely day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm in.
So there you go. That's 360 today. See, Skumba is not here. There's a winner.
Of course. Hmm? Of course.
Skumba is not here. Hi. When is he coming back?
Tomorrow.
Ah, shame. Nyolalange anxiety. If you are partaking tomorrow, it's a sheep or a goat. What's
it's a sheep.
Difference? Oh, it's a sheep.
But there's a difference between a goat and a sheep. Okay.
Which one is limb? Which one is a
lamb?
Yeah,
it's sheep.
Oh, sheep has limb.
Yeah, sheep is a lamb is a baby sheep.
I like limb. Limb is meat, right? Curry and limb.
Drive 959, Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.